Yet man prays for evil as fervently as he ought to pray for good, and mankind is ever hasty. We have made the night and the day as two signs. We enshrouded the night with darkness and gave light to the day, to enable you to seek the bounty of your Rabb, and that you may compute the years and count the numbers. Thus we have set forth all things in detail. We have fastened the fate of every man to his own neck. And on the day of resurrection we shall bring out for him a book spread wide open, saying, "Read your book of deeds. Today you yourself are sufficient to take your own account." He that seeks guidance, that guidance shall be for his own soul. But he that goes astray thus so to his own loss. No bearer shall bear the burden of another on the day of judgment. And during your worldly life, we do not inflict punishment until we send forth a Rasul to make truth distinct from falsehood. Whenever we have intended to destroy a town, it was because we sent our commandments to its people, who were leading easy lives, but they showed disobedience. As a result of our judgment was passing, and we raised that city to the ground, how many generations have we destroyed since Noah's time? Sufficient is your Rabb to note and see the sins of his servants, he that desires the transitory things of this life. We readily grant him such things as we please to whomsoever we want. Then we condemn him to hell, where he will burn, disgraced and rejected. He who desires the life of the hereafter and strives for it as best he can, provided he is a believer, the endeavor of every such person shall be accepted. We bestowed on all these, as well as those out of the bounties of your Rabb. The bounties of your Rabb are not confined. See how we have exalted some over others, and certainly the hereafter is more exalted and greater in excellence. Do not associate another deity with Allah, lest you sit back, condemned, forsaken.